You know, it's only, Andrew, as I play that audio drop in front of a crowd of people that I think, I don't even know if that's a good way to signify that we're doing top stories.
Hold on, you've been using that for 8 years.
What do you mean? Well, it was minutes before an episode of the show, probably. I don't think we were a radio show anymore. I think we had already been busted down to podcast status.
Oh, you didn't use this in the radio days.
No, I think it was at the time when we were doing the podcast, and I was like, we should start calling the newsy part of the show Top Stories.
Because you lacked the format of a radio clock.
Right.
Like the official kind of, like.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
right.
I wanted there to be something that was kind of, yeah, putting some of that structure in. So we're going to call this part of the show Top Stories. And I think I did a Google search. Or maybe at that time a Bing search, because we may have been sponsored by Bing. Thank you to all of you who searched thousands of things on Bing for a 2-year period of your life, because they were sponsoring our show. We were all in a lot of shit together during that time. Thank you. Anyway, I think I did a Google search of the words top story, and that's what came up. And that's now, for years and years, and probably thousands of episodes, the way that we tell people it's time for the top story.
Do you
want to
make this a big night? Do you want to retire it tonight? Do you want to make this the final time?
The crowd sounds interested. No, I don't want to do that, but I'm open to, you know, in life, you have to grow, you have to change and evolve. So if anyone has a better idea for a top story sound
I
effect.
I could just go, beep, 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 beep.
That's actually
disturbing.
Amazingly somehow worse.